K-Bear 101, Utah's rock station, McAnally on the Freak Show, and Tyler is here. But before we get to Tyler, we're working with Morgan Jewelers, giving away $150 gift cards. And we asked you, why does your mom deserve this $150 Morgan Jewelers gift card? And our first winner, we'll do a winner every day this week. And if you want to win one of these, just send us a letter. Go to kbear.com and give you all the details. And then just send us a letter. This is coming from, I believe, an 8-year-old. So bear with me on the grammar. I'll try to figure it out as I go.
Okay, that's cool.
And we ask her the question, why does your mom deserve a $150 Morgan Jewelers gift card? And she says, my mom deserves this prize because over the last year, she has lost her job. The work she did in her old job was she helped people every day. She's a home hospice nurse, and every day she helps somebody different. The reason why she chose this career path is because she's a very giving person, and she devotes most of her time to the community. She's a mother of 4 girls, and she's done so much. She's pulled through the toughest things ever. A few years ago, she lost her brother, and since then, all of our lives have been hell. Hey, hey, what kind of word is that? I'm her oldest daughter.
That's a PG-13 word.
It's a PG. Yeah.
Well, she's 8.
I'm her oldest daughter, and that is why I think she deserves this prize. Also, she puts others before herself. She's my biggest hero. I love her to death. Do you love her to life? Call that first number I gave you, and we'll talk to her. Her name is Whitney.
Hmm.
Well, wait, she's older than 8. See if we get Whitney here. We'll let her know that she is the first winner of this gift card.
Cool. And once again, Morgan Jewelers.
Yes, Morgan Jewelers.
Doing this whole week?
Yeah. Every day this week, we'll give a $150 gift card.
How cool is that?
Just tell us why your mom deserves it. I hope she answers. Jimbo's on the phone with her right now.
Dialing. Just ringing? Ring, ring, ring. She's probably listening right now. I'm scared.
I'm not going to answer. I don't want to answer.
I'm too scared to answer.
It's $150.
Those guys are scary.
Here you go, Jimbo. There's the letter. He's talking to somebody. Might be just leaving a message, though.
Think we got her.
Hi, is this Whitney?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hold on for just a minute, Whitney. We need to get some information from you. Congratulations and Merry Christmas. Congratulations.
That's
and
cool.
We'll have a winner every day this
That's
week.
That's cool.
That's outstanding. That's outstanding.
And we'll do another one of our van stories coming up in just a little bit, too, if we got time, okay?
Okay.
And right now, though, Tyler Ayers is here, and it's time to talk shop with Tyler Ayers. You have any legal questions, any legal situations you're involved with, and you're looking for some answers from an attorney, some advice, some maybe just directions to go in, feel free to call right now, 470-570-670-KBER, and Tyler will be more than happy to answer your questions.
Now, before we get to that, I do my 20 miles an hour in the school zone. One day my kid will be going to that school. Yeah. I'd like everybody else to do the same.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Tyler Ayers, 801-255-5555. Feel free to call. Don't be afraid to call an attorney, man. And don't ever be afraid to call Tyler. He'll answer a couple questions off the air, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
K-Bear 101.
Hello.
Based on pre-cooked patty weight.
K-Bear 101 traffic.
This traffic report is
85 today.
K-Bear 101.
You know who I am?
Mick.
I said, you know who I am?
Alan.
He said, who I am?
Yes.
I said,
the Freak Show with Mick and Alan. Afternoons on K-Bear 101.
K-Bear 101, Utah's rock station, Mick and Alan, the Freak Show. It's time now for the joke of the day.
I love the joke of the day.
And the joke of the day brought to you by Rick at a bar named Sue. Oh, today's joke, here's Alan.
And I just got to ask Tyler, had any calls from around that area?
Oh, yeah, it's better.
I was going to say.
A bar named Sue.
Bar named Sue. That parking lot, be careful, people.
How do you do?
Today's joke is from Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Well, my neighbor found out her dog could hardly hear, so she took it to the vet. Found that the problem was hair in its ears. So he cleaned both the ears and the dog could hear fine. The vet then told the lady that if she wanted to keep the, from recurring, she should go to the store and get some Nair hair remover and rub it in the dog's ears once a month.
Oh, that's a cool idea.
Kind of it might hurt, but
it sounds painful.
Yeah, but I hope
still,
it wouldn't be animal cruelty.
Dog could hear. But the lady goes to the drugstore, gets some Nair hair remover, and at the register, the druggist tells her, now, if you're going to use this under your arms, don't use deodorant for a few days. The lady says, oh, I'm not using it under my arms. Well, the druggist says, well, if you're using it on your legs, don't shave for a couple days.
Yeah.
Lady says, well, I'm not using it on my legs either. If you must know, I'm using it on my schnauzer. The druggist says, well, stay off your bike for at least a week. Hey, now!
If you got a favorite joke, send it to Alan at kbear.com. We'll use it for joke of the day. We'll hook you up with the prize.